It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The Lunar New Year starts today, and it marks the beginning of the Year of the Pig. While here in New York, the Chinese New Year gets lots of attention with those red envelopes and firecrackers, many other Asian communities also celebrate the start of the new lunar calendar. Joining us now to talk about some of those other festivities, WNYC's Andy Mai. Andy, good morning.
Morning, Richard.
So how many other places celebrate the Lunar New Year?
Well, the other big ones are the Korean New Year, called Sonal, and the Vietnamese New Year, also known as Tet.
Mm-hmm.
But other areas in the region, including Mongolia, Tibet, Singapore, and Malaysia, also celebrate the New Year.
All right, so let's start with the similarities. What do they all have in common?
It seems like all these cultures have a love of food.
Mm-hmm.
From personal experience, if you're not eating something, you're probably doing something wrong.
Of course.
Other than that, cleaning your home before the New Year is very common. Paying respects to your ancestors, traveling to see family, and giving money to children is very customary.
All right, then. So what are some of the differences?
Well, I spoke to Nhi Tran. She lives in New York, but she was born and raised in Vietnam. She says there's a superstition for the Vietnamese New Year where you cannot enter the home of someone who doesn't have a compatible zodiac sign.
For the pig, if you go into the house of the owner that born in the year of monkey, you cannot get into the house because pig and monkey is not really a good match. So if you born in the year of the pig, the house owner must be the year of the dragon because the dragon and pig is kind of like a good match.
All right, this sounds confusing, but I guess pigs and monkeys don't match.
Exactly. And also I spoke to Chae-Won Chung, a graduate student at Columbia Journalism School, who as a child, she was told strange things might happen to her appearance if she fell asleep during the Korean New Year.
I remember my older sister and I would try to stay awake because we didn't want our eyebrows to turn white.
Okay, that's frightening.
It is. Many Koreans also consider the New Year the day that they actually age.
All right, so where can people go to celebrate?
Well, there's the annual firecracker ceremony later today in Manhattan's Chinatown, but there's also a lot of going-ons throughout the month. I put together a list on WNYC.org.
And Andy, will you be celebrating?
I will be celebrating at home with my family.
Eating?
Definitely.
WNYC's Andy Mai, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.